And
liftoff. We have liftoff. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were recreating the space launch there with the countdown.
Well, you know, there have been a lot of launches here lately. But
did you launch something recently?
Mostly just my lunch. Yeah.
Oh,
sorry. There's a kitty digging in a shopping bag over here next to me. So it's a very professional audio. It's just Christmas gifts. So.
Sounds to me like if the kitty doesn't stop that, the kitty may get launched.
It's true.
3, 2, 1. He wasn't prepared.
No, it's. Okay, well, it's ruined.
Yeah, that was a sketch. Okay. We have to do this again?
No.
Oh, there it is.
You big fat.
He unfucked it up.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show. Mr. Larry Bader, and what? Just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
You big fat thing, you...
Well, it's always good to start it off ruined. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 30th of November, 2020, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVeitria Park. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. How's everybody doing? With me is... Well, Gray isn't slimming either... But
it's better than lesbian plaid that you have on.
I'm sorry, this is Archer plaid, and
like I said, lesbian plaid.
It's Big Fatty, everyone.
I was gonna ask if you went to the Lesbyterian church today.
No,
since you had on the plaid anyway. That was gonna be the scare. But by the way, let's just start off with an apology. For last week, because Big Fatty did not have his micro hoist plugged in, and Miss Lauren, this is why I was not able to mute my micro hoist, and so that's why y'all got to hear the. And that's why Daniel Bieber. Pointed out that I was talking from inside of a can or something, I think. I don't remember exactly what he said. But.
And to which I said, how did you tell the difference? Because,
right?
Yeah. So, well, Big Fatty, a lot's happened since last we spoke. Now,
well, let's hear it.
I was going to say, how was your...
It was lovely. Just lovely.
Oh, good.
Express?
Well, it's the real life one, apparently.
Well, you look like it was the I just shat my pants express.
If it came plowing through my house, honestly, wouldn't be so surprised. But I heard on the... Yeah.
It is that time of year for the Christmas train.
Ding dong, the Christmas train. Yeah.
Right.
So you had a good turkey gobble day, I heard, on your little show.
It was. Now, bring us up to date on the Vader family Corona super spreader.
Ah, well, it was exactly as expected. I actually got myself up and together, and I was there at a reasonable time and helped the Hatterina get finished. And then, you know, the people who don't bring food showed up first because they didn't want to miss eating. And then,
were there first.
Oh yeah. I was the first one there. And then my cousins were there, and, And then, of course, the lovely and talented chef, Miss Elma Ray, was there.
Elma Ray. You know, she and I go way back to last week. So
right.
Well, first of all, what did Elma Ray have on a themed sweater?
You know that she did. Because she has, she is in the same career as Granny, which I did not know. I thought she was retired because she looks like she's about 90.
So very much like Granny.
Yeah, and so, she had on a themed Thanksgiving sweater, and she's always as delightful as can be. She's a very delightful person, and she's had a rough year.
I think she brought a special little treat.
She did. Well, she brought some.
You made a to go plate of it.
Right. Well, she brought her, you know, she brought her rolls, her yeasted rolls, and everything that she always brings. But she made what my family calls and that area calls a congealed salad.
Oh, you know.
Nothing sounds as delicious as a congealed salad, which is really just a Jell-O salad.
You can't have a Baptist church covered dish supper without a congealed salad.
It's true.
It really is the 11th commandment, which is the title of today's show.
Right. The 11th commandment, congealed salad. Uh-huh. Yes.
Thou shalt not have a covered dish supper without a congealed salad. There's in my.
There. I've had.
It's because it's. It's fucking hot.
I've had flies in the house too. But so anyway, there were three congealed salads. Two were identical.
Oh, wow.
But then there was Miss Elma Ray's apple salad, and I guess it had apple slices in it. I never found one of those, but it was like lime or some sort of fruity Jell-O, cream cheese, and whipped cream. Because I went out to her and I said, oh, Miss Elma Ray.
Wait a minute. Now, was it whipped cream or was it Cool Whip?
It was probably Cool Whip to get it to the right consistency.
I mean, come on now.
Right.
Come on. Don't get so fancy on us.
But I said, Miss Elma Ray, that was so good. It wasn't super sweet. Because, you know, sometimes when the Hatterina makes it, she uses like fruit cocktail, which is sweet, and Jell-O, which is sweet. And then she adds like Sprite as part of the liquid. So, you know, it's super sweet, but she said, honey, it didn't have a lot of sugar in it. It just had Cool Whip and cream cheese. And I was like, no wonder it was so good. So it was quite delicious. It sounds vile, but it was good.
Well, you know who else, is famous for her, congealed salad?
No. Who was that?
It would be Aunt Bethany on the Crema Vacation. Remember she wraps it up and it was leaking.
Oh, it was.
Kinda
it was.
Like,
I believe it had some
pins.
Yeah, it had a little kitty food in it too. I believe,
yes,
if I remember correctly.
Did.
Yes, it's about
That's
time
correct.
To watch that movie. But yeah, little kibbles. But yeah, so it was nice. The family's all set separate. So me and my parents and my little cousin ate outside on the because it was 82 fucking degrees. It
set a new record.
Yes, it was actually almost too warm to be outside. Inside, they'd had to turn the air conditioner on.
Of course.
So that's how warm it was. But but yeah, so it was nice, and I spent most of the day fixing the hat's computer, and then I got in the jalopy and said, "It's time to go home." So came on back home.
Now tell me what was on your plate. Let me just fix your little plate to take home.
Right. Nothing. I didn't bring a plate of food home. I did bring two beef briskets and 3 quarts of like a stew. But yeah, but no plate to go. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds more like a platter.
Right. Well, I'd bought this stuff from like. I don't know, the Boy Scouts or the Rotary Club or I don't know, some fundraiser throughout the year. And the Hatterina had been picking it up and just putting it, like vacuum sealing it or whatever, and putting it in the deep freeze. So I have all that in my freezer. Yeah, I have all that in the fucking freezer. So Super excited about that.
After being up there at the Super Spreader event, I'm sure the first thing you did was come home and take a bath.
Basically a bath and, you know, hose my nose out, that sort of thing. But luckily we were, like I said, we were outside. So I'm okay with it. But, you know, there was a lot of, hi, how you doing from across the room? Like, hi there. Hi.
Like
remote hugs, because, you know, you like these people, but you don't want to die because you all got together. So, yeah, it was fine. It was fun. It was good to see them and all that. So, but then you had Durwood and young Nicholas over, I believe.
Oh, did I ever? Oh, did I? We were overnogged. Were you able to listen to the Friday little show? Uh-huh.
I did. I listened to it. I don't know. Probably Friday, maybe yesterday. I don't remember, but yeah, it sounded like a hootenanny was there at the villa. I don't know what else to say other than poor Durwood.
Poor Durwood.
Right.
Anyway,
drunk on the floor. You know, that's about right.
They were both drunk on the floor.
Oh, Lord. Well, and then...
excuse me. They were overnogged.
Overnogged, right. And then I had some stuff happen here at the house, and I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
I mean, we can talk about it, but I'd rather get through this week. And
yeah, let's get through this week. Because
I don't know. And
yeah, he don't know.
I've had a kind of stressful few days, and so I'm not in the right best of sorts today, if you will. But then on Saturday, I'd had these plans for a while, and I'd almost canceled them, but I just needed to get away. And my insurance company is currently paying for a hotel if I need it, so or will be. So I said. I got in the jalopy and worked my way up to the Dirty Myrtle, to the Myrtle Beach.
To the Red Roof, I bet.
That was the Scarlet Roof Resort and Conference
Center.
Excuse me,
we got to have another word for roof.
The
Scarlet Roofie.
Right. Ooh. And so got there and my phone said... I wish we need that sound. We really need to add it.
See if I can send that to you here real quick. Right. Is it chat? You go ahead and tell the story while I send it to you.
Just to make sure we have this. It's very important. But it was Chris.
Chris.
He said hi. And I said hi. And then we didn't. Honest to God. One of us, I don't remember if it was me or if it was him, but had closed the app before the notification came, or while the notification was coming through that there was a new message. So then neither one of us hide for a while. And then we started chatting again. But he was up in the Myrtle Beach visiting family, friends. I'm not sure, actually. I didn't really ask. So that was good. And we were staying at the same motel. In fact, our rooms were basically three doors down from each other. Of course, he was in a little different room because, you know, he had his puppy dog with him.
Oh, yes.
Whose name I can't remember. I think it's like Sadie or Selma or something. But, so anyway.
Well, let's just say Selma.
Right. So, we hung out a bit.
Is that what it was like?
Yeah, basically. Okay. Basically, we just chatted, and then we went and I don't remember if we had a snickersnack together or not, but then we met for the beverage. Now, I don't know if you know this about Chris, but he likes a beverage.
He does like a beverage.
He likes a lot of beverages.
Yes.
So, no, we definitely weren't together.
So do you, if I remember correctly.
Right. Not...
Okay, excuse me, wait a minute. I've received a... The rain is stopping.
Wait, isn't he?
In Fat Acres. Oh! No, not that kind of message.
Okay. But, yeah, so, we went to the Pulse Ultra Club there, but we met there. I don't know how, but I walked over and he was already there about 7 o'clock and a bunch of his friends were there. So, I mean, and by a bunch, I mean, there were 12 people there.
Was everyone wearing their Macs?
Yes, yes. Unless they were actively drinking, they were wearing their Macs. If they were just whatever. But there was hardly anyone in there because, whatevs. Oh. And they actually had the doors open, which was nice. There we hung out there for a while. I had a few drinks. Chris had, I believe he may have been overserved. There were a lot of shots.
Fireball.
Oh, yes. I mean, I didn't have any of them. He said, "You don't do shots, do you?" And I was like, "Oh, no, I don't do that." Luckily, he believed me. I did not have any of those. But, it was lovely. And then we were walking back, and he was walking the different way. And I was like, "Where are you going?" He's like, "Oh, I drove."
Oh, God. It's literally a 3-minute walk.
You can see it. It's next door. It's 100 feet. There's just a little like woodsy parky area, probably a lot that just hasn't sold between the two. And I was like, you do realize it's faster to walk than to drop, whatever. So, anyway. But yeah, so that was lovely. And it was good to see him. Good to catch up with him and, all that and probably get the COVID because, you know, not from him, not saying that he's, you know, patient zero, but it was necessary. We met a lovely lady. Her name was Marie. Marie works at the post office and she was having none of it. We met her and
none of the bar or none of the post office?
The post office.
Okay. She wasn't going postal though.
No. She's just biding her time until she can retire. It was honestly... It was lovely and, it's always good to get away. But you know what else is lovely?
What is lovely?
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, you ready, Vader?
All right, Big Fatty. November 30th birthdays.
Right.
Tell us who they are.
Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
Probably dead.
Know him from?
He invented the cymbals. Like, it says Zimbalist on the side of the cymbals, right?
Right. Zimbalist. Uh-huh. He was a cymbalist. He was an actor.
I don't know that he was.
77 Sunset Strip and...
The FBI with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
All right. Richard Clark.
Well, if it's Dick Clark, he has gone on to glory. He was the host of the American Bandstand, and New Year's Eve, Rockin' New Year's Eve with Dick Clark and all these other things and quiz programs.
Well, it is Dick Clark, and he is dead. He was the host of The Pyramid also. And every year they... corpse out in Times Square and drop it off the New York Times building. Anyway,
gotcha,
Bill
gotcha.
Walsh.
Oh, Bill Walsh is an anchorman on the Live5News.com, and he is alive. Isn't he like 85?
Actually, Bill Walsh is dead. He died in 2007. He was in the American Pro Football Hall of Fame, and he was the coach of the San Francisco 49ers.
Now, that's not fair, because you know that Bill Walsh is an anchorman on the local news. Anyway.
That is the weather rat he's referring to.
Yeah.
Jonathan Swift.
Ooh. Oh. Jonathan Swift. Well, he's alive. He just wrote that new programming language that Apple uses called Swift UI.
Swift.
Yeah, right. That's him.
Jonathan Swift is dead. Gulliver's Travels.
Never heard of it.
And don't know what the fuck Gulliver's Travels are. Okay, great.
No. So, is there any last minute ones?
Would you have known Shirley Chisholm?
No.
Okay. Well, she's dead too. Shirley Chisholm crashed her airplane.
Oh, Lord. She was
the first African American congresswoman.
Okay. I'm guessing she died in a plane crash. Is that why you sing about her?
No.
Okay.
No, that was Carrie Hilliard. That used to be the barbecue place here in town. You know,
right.
He died in a plane crash with his wife. So their jingle was bum ba bum 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 ba bum 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 bum. So I changed the words to Carrie Hilliard crashed his airplane. His wife is dead too. Okay, great.
I got nothing. Now, do you have a big week coming up, Big Friday?
Well, I have my brother and sister-in-law coming to town.
Ah.
They're coming for some sort of oyster roast next Saturday in the... weather forecast looks like it's going to be pouring down rain. So that should be lovely. Just lovely.
That sounds about right.
I'm basically just a hotel for two nights and then they're going back to Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Perfect. Now, are they bringing the COVID with them?
Well, if not, they're picking it up at the Oyster Rose.
Oh, Lord. No,
Lord.
There's something going on.
It's not doing it. Oh, but now do we not have a quiz for me this week? No.
You know what? I have been a bit bone weary the last few days, so there is okay. No quiz. And I, you know,
okay.
I apologize to everyone that there's no quiz. But I just felt like I couldn't.
You just couldn't. Let me ask you this. Do you have any concerns about the beaver moon tomorrow?
If it's a bad thing, I'm screwed.
I mean, Monday. That's
today, tonight.
It.
Yeah. As you hear this, the beaver moon. No, I am going back to work this week a few days. I have some big do ones on Thursday night, of course, at 7 p.m. Okay. It's a terrible week as far as that goes because I have, like I said, all the stuff going on at home and then trying to manage all that. So we have the Thursday night hootenanny. I'm going to go in tomorrow and make sure all that's.
Now, do you have your camisole ready? Because it's supposed to finally get chilly.
Do you realize we say that every time we record a show? We're like, ooh, it's going to get chilly. It's going to get chilly. And then.
Ooh.
Doesn't actually get chilly.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's funny because with everything going on, I'm kind of sorting through clothes and figuring some stuff out. And so I pulled out all the camisoles and going to wash those once this little show is over.
Well, you know, you usually soil your camisoles. So.
Well, I wore one into the Pulse Ultra Club last night. So, of course, it smells like... I have rolled around in an ashtray. Yeah. Yes, you can. It was a lot. It reminded me. In fact, I was telling the lesbian and the other guy who knows you who said, "Oh, tell Fatty hello.
Tell Larry, hey."
Like we were talking about Myrtle Beach. And I was like, this actually reminds me a lot of how the PatricksPubOnline.com/clownfart. Big Shoe Hoist used to be. You know, the crowd, the people.
You come out smelling like an ashtray and your eyes were watering.
Right. But they have better air circulation than the Patrick's Pub did.
Correct.
But the crowds, the behavior and everything, I was like, y'all, it reminds me. I was like, in about 15 years, Myrtle Beach should be lovely. So
now, let me ask you, cause Tuesday will be the 1st of December. Do you have your cheese advent calendar yet?
Not yet. I have not decorated and we'll talk about my lack of decorating hopefully next week. At that point I will know if I am decorating or not, but, I'm actually planning a big trip. A big hootenanny, trip.
Oh.
So
you're going to give us just a
Yeah, well,
what that's all about?
Yeah, so I'm, like I said, I'm dealing with some stuff at home and may have to stay in a hotel for a while. But I was talking to the folks and I said, well, do I have to stay here? And they're like, what do you mean? I was like, well, I'm off work. Does it matter if it's in, like, you know, Florida or Tennessee or on the beach or, you know, whatever? And they're like, no. So, to which I said, well, okay.
Okay.
I haven't decided what the deal is just yet, but that's always on the table. And
I hear South Dakota's lovely this time of year.
Right. I probably need to be a little bit closer to home, but So I'm kind of dealing with that, and yeah.
Okay. Now, just in case you just thought I was talking crazy about the cheese advent calendar.
Yeah.
The Von's East has them on sale this week.
Ooh.
For $19.99.
I can't think of a better way to waste $19.99.
Well, you know, it's a holiday, so you might as well be constipated, right?
Right, right, exactly. Now, have you finished all your crema shopping?
I have.
I think I'm done.
I'm not buying. I may have to buy some more pretzels and some more Chex. Because, you know, for crema, I make the cheese cookies and the Chex mix.
Ooh.
And what else do I make? That's it. Oh, no, I'm making sausage balls tonight, but that's kind
of... Ooh. Fun. Well, I'm making some of the peanut butter mix that you like, because I owe you that
When you bring me a plate of brisket, bring me some of those, too.
Ah, yeah. Well, I need to... I don't know what this brisket is. I think it's just dry smoked. I can't remember. I bought it probably 3 months ago, so I can't. I need to figure... It came with...
Well, now it's
yellow...
aged.
Right. Well, what is that? You know, where they put it in the bag and seal it, remove the air from it. Like the Javelina has one of those
machines. I believe that's called Death.
Right. And so it should be fresh, but it's got the mustard barbecue sauce with it. So,
but it's not on it.
No. It's the sauce is frozen on the side. Or at least mine is frozen on the side because it's in my freezer.
By the way, do you like the eggnog?
I do like the eggnog more than you do, probably.
Well, I can tell I'm getting old because I'm beginning to like the eggnog now.
Oh.
But what I've started doing is making little cups. I've got some little, they look like you can put pills in them for, Rubbermaid kind of things, Tupperware things.
Right.
But it looks like a little shot glass is what it looks like.
Right.
I pour some eggnog in there. So I have eggnog ice cubes, and that keeps the eggnog cold without watering it down. It's just lovely.
And so the thing is, I drink my eggnog straight up. I don't drink it on the rocks. So
I don't drink it on the rocks either. So, but this keeps it good and cold.
Oh, well, I drink it fast enough. That's not a problem usually. So,
okay. Well,
yeah.
And do you put whipped cream on yours?
No, but if I get it at like the Starbucks, I would. But, but
I do. Nutmeg?
Ooh.
A little cinnamon?
That would be lovely. Ooh.
Oh! Oh, dear, I see.
I thought that would never come. But yeah. No, I like to doctor it up a little bit if I'm drinking it, trying to feel like I'm in the holiday spirit. It's just
well,
you're not
like a hot cocoa girl or anything like that.
No.
Okay.
Not me. I'm just now.
You just sit by the door and hold the coats.
Yes, basically that's what I did last night. I just held the camisoles.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Because, it was 55 degrees, so everyone had on their fur.
Right.
Actually, it was 60 degrees, but anyway. So, all right. Well, everybody, thanks for putting up with us. I hope we have a show next weekend Monday.
We'll have one. Whether y'all get to hear it or not, that's a different thing.
Right. But I hope you have a fantastic week. I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving.
By the way, look, Since that train came by, watch out for hobos.
Oh. Okay.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Except we're not. I wonder if Adam would add us to the...
No, he's not going to add you.
Okay, I assumed as much.